Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
If you call, I will answer. If you follow, I'll pick you up.
Welcome back for the last 10 minutes of the program on this Tuesday afternoon, November the 15th. A little time taken for responding to our Issues, Etc. comment line. That means our listeners have been calling the comment line and leaving questions, comments, suggestions. It's open all the time for you, especially for our on-demand listeners, as when they're listening on demand, they still have questions, they still have comments, they may want to make a show suggestion, they may also want to correct something we've said or criticize something we've said. It's all free game there on the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Let's begin with a comment about last week's review of Glenn Beck's message at a Christian church in Texas.
Yeah, hi, this is Mike from Kansas City. I'm calling about your Glenn Beck sermon review at that evangelical church, and there's two points I wanted to make on this. And first, you know, I won't speak to Glenn Beck's character specifically, but let me just say that generally, whenever I hear a man stand up and publicly declare his own bravery in the face of the enemy, as Beck was bragging about throughout his presentation, you know, I'm always very suspicious. Because the reality of a person's character usually turns out to be just the opposite. And personally, I have very little respect for this guy. And my second point has to do with the masses of Christians who would cheer and applaud this Mormon icon within the sanctity of their own worship service. And Pastor Wilkin, I wanted to ask you, isn't this really a very close parallel to the story of Hosea and Gomer? I mean, what you have here are very large congregations who are willing to theologically adulter themselves by holding hands doctrinally with the likes of anti-Christian icons. And let me just close with this. You know, many of these evangelical congregations, they go further than to merely allow themselves to be doctrinally corrupted by the likes of this guy. Rather, it's really just like Gomer. They pretty much insist on adultering, you know, themselves with this type of theological seduction. And I really wonder if perhaps I shouldn't fear for many of their souls. Anyway, I really appreciate the programming you all have this week. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening in Kansas City. It's several very good questions here. This is a very grave matter. It is. Now, we have reached somehow a point in American Christianity where you hear, hey, Glenn Beck preached at a church down in Texas. Oh, really? That's interesting. Do you realize what it means that a Mormon, a professed Mormon, was asked to, even if he was only delivering a message, and that's what I consistently referred to, not a sermon, but a message, on a Sunday morning service at a Christian church, do you realize the lack of discernment that has to be already at work for that to even be considered, much less carried out? Much less promoted. I dare say the first Mormons wouldn't have stepped foot into a Christian church if they would have been invited to preach there. Would have said, well, why would we be preaching among Christians? And the Christians would never have invited them. No matter how much affinity they had with that Mormon on political matters or geopolitical matters, supporting of this and supporting of that, they say, well, we may agree with you on that, but we're not going to let you in on Sunday morning to deliver the message. So this is a matter of grave concern. It's a curiosity to the culture, and I know churches can probably garner a lot of media attention by inviting someone like Glenn Beck to deliver a message on Sunday morning. But the amount of, or the lack of discernment is mind-boggling. I agree with you, Mike. There are Christians listening, applauding, and if you listen to the audio that we played when we did that review, in the end, the pastor called the elders of the church up onto the stage so that they could lay hands on Glenn Beck and bless him. He said he thought the Holy Spirit was moving him to bless Glenn Beck after hearing that message. And what was the message? The message was a message in support of Israel. And basically, you're right, Mike, tinges of a Messiah complex, how brave he was to go there and do what no one has ever done. It's not just an analogy, this notion set up in the Old Testament with Amos, that when God's people go after other gods, it's like they're committing adultery. No, it isn't like they're committing adultery. The real adultery in God's eyes is this idolatry, is this willingness to forget the true God just because the guy happens to support Israel and is popular. That's the real adultery, the kind of adultery that happens in the bedroom. That's a pale shadow of how serious that spiritual adultery really is. I think you're right to take it that seriously, to be that shocked by what you saw and heard there.
This is Herman calling on October 31st, the blessed day of celebrating the Reformation, and commenting on the interview with Dr. Ronald Furuhan recently, and the closing question remarks he was engaged with on addressing Hansen of the ELCA. It would be a curiosity to consider if Hansen, with his mentality, has any point of absolute truth left of conviction of Scripture within himself and his doctrine of body of thinking that could grab on to the rest of confessional Lutheranism after all that the ELCA and the Lutheran World Federation have attempted, all the way from the doctrine of on the joint declaration of the doctrine of justification, and whether or not that was giving up to a mix of works and grace or staying with grace alone, they can't claim for sure, plus their 2009 celebration and installation of homosexual ordination and marriage and unions of that nature, plus the ordination of women and other things within their circles and publication houses that deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the historicity of Scripture, the divine origin of it, and the miracles proclaimed therein, entering history by divine work and plan through Jesus Christ. I would say that the ELCA and its circles that share in it have a difficult problem because they're in a Unitarian frame of mind of contending on opinions that haven't got any absolute point of reference. Did the doctrine of justification originate from within or without, inside of man or outside of man, divinely through Jesus Christ, the God-man? That bears a lot on how the doctrine of justification is born, if it's simply an antinomian adventure of the self to do whatever you want to solipsistically and subjectively, or is it outside the person extra nos and has the eternal power of the resurrection of the dead through the grace of Jesus Christ, that no man can raise himself from the dead. Certainly it makes that distinction, and that Christ, having paid for all our sins, no man can pay for his sins or resurrect himself from the dead. Nobody in the ELCA has raised any one of themselves from the dead yet. Well, just some thoughts. Thank you very much.
Smartest listeners in radio, well, I think it bears reminding ourselves that the largest, with great irony and great sadness, the largest Lutheran church body in the United States cannot legitimately call itself Lutheran in any sense whatsoever any longer. Not in any real historic sense. It can't. It simply can't. It has abandoned too much. It has crossed the line, reached that critical mass of apostasy, and crossed the line so that it can may call itself Lutheran, but it is a lie. It is a lie to refer to that church body, even to refer to it as a church body, actually, because of the rejection of God's word. Paul saw this in his day. He said there are those that have this form of godliness. Their churches look like churches. They wear collars. Golly, they sound kind of Christian. The form of godliness, but lacking the substance thereof. All you got to do is listen to the Bishop Mark Hansen, and how routinely and deliberately he urges his own church body to depart from the truth of God's Word. Now, by way of contrast, here's great exposure to a real Lutheran voice, alive and well today in America. It comes in the form of our Issues Etc. Book of the Month. It's actually a book and a DVD for November called Witness, Mercy, Life Together. The DVD portion is some very profound and interesting teaching on witness, mercy, and life together from the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Matt Harrison. The book that attends it, a Bible study book by Dr. Albert Culver. Both of them are excellent introductions to these basic themes of Scripture and this basic way of understanding the church, witness, mercy, life together, from Concordia Publishing House. Call them and order the book and the DVD, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Mention the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's right there on every page of our website. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Jennifer Romack Morse of the Ruth Institute about attempts in the Senate to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. There are those who actually voted for it when it became a law who have now come together to vote against it because they don't believe that it ought to be law anymore. And we'll find out why that switch on the Defense of Marriage Act, whether it will be successful, and well, why would you change your mind on something as basic as what marriage is and what marriage isn't? We'll talk with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute tomorrow about that. It's true. I mean, the farther you depart from God's Word, the less you can credibly call yourself a Christian, a church. And the answer is simple. Reclaim God's Word. Believe and teach and confess what it actually says. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
On Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.